Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, December 25th. Today is Christmas. It is a joyful celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ, bringing families together with song, feasting, gift-giving, and warm lights. Across cultures, communities exchange kindness and create traditions that nurture hope, generosity, and the spirit of togetherness throughout the holiday season. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Thursday at Tourmaline. This morning, it's looking fair with 3 to 4+ feet southwest swell. Conditions will get a bit choppy by 8 a.m., then return to fair from 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Expect choppy conditions again around noon, with sideshore winds at 8 miles per hour. Best time to ride is at 9 a.m., with a 4-foot incoming mid-tide, when the southwest swell is 4.5 feet at 8 seconds, and the sideshore wind is 6 miles per hour. The first high tide on Thursday will be 4.5 feet at 11:30 a.m., followed by a 0-foot low tide just before 7. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 64 degrees for the water temperature. Friday brings fair conditions with waves ranging from 4 to 6 feet, but choppy conditions develop as the day progresses. Saturday sees a significant swell, peaking at 8 to 10 feet early on, though choppy conditions emerge by afternoon. Sunday offers a more manageable size of 2 to 3 feet with cleaner conditions, making it the best day for a paddle out. This morning, it's partly sunny, and it feels like 64 degrees with 5-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:49, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:53. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny Christmas day with a high near 66 and a light south wind gusting up to 20. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low around 57 and a chance of rain showers along with a gentle breeze. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday will be mostly cloudy with rain showers likely, a high near 64 and a south wind around 10 miles per hour, gusting up to 20. Rain continues into Friday night with lows near 53 and gusty south winds up to 25 miles per hour. Then Saturday turns partly to mostly sunny with a high near 61 and only a slight chance of morning showers. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, despite stormy weather, San Diego County residents will have plenty of opportunities to celebrate Christmas in festive and spiritual ways. From worship services to community meals, organizations across the region are opening their doors. Scheduled Christmas Day services include Mass at the Church of the Resurrection in Escondido, St. Thomas More Catholic Church in Oceanside, and St. Andrew's Episcopal Church in Encinitas, among others. Additionally, the 8th Annual Shane Harris Community Christmas Day Breakfast will be held at Columbus Hall, benefiting families in need. The Metropolitan Transit System will offer free rides on Christmas Day, allowing every fare-paying adult passenger to bring one guest at no additional cost. Now on to sports. Get ready for a Christmas day filled with football. Starting at 1 on Netflix, we have the 6-8 Cowboys at the 4-8 Commanders. Then, at 4:30, also on Netflix, We have the 8 and 7 Lions at the 7 and 8 Vikings. And to cap off the night on Amazon Prime Video, catch the 12 and 3 Broncos at the 6 and 9 Chiefs. Kickoff is at 8:15. In local sports, Salman Song was introduced to the San Diego Padres on December 23rd after arriving from Korea on December 19th. General manager A.J. Preller and manager Craig Stammen discussed how Song will serve as a versatile infielder and utility player. Song expressed excitement about joining the team and cited his friendship with former Padre Ha-Seom Kim as influential in his decision. He aims to improve his game and is motivated by his recent success in the Korean baseball organization. Song's walk-up song will be a Korean hip-hop title by Zico named Okie Dokie. Preller mentioned the Padres' support for players participating in the World Baseball Classic. In top news, Graham Walker, who sold his family's Louisiana company, Fibrebond, insured his 540 employees, received a share of the proceeds. He agreed to sell the business for $1.7 billion and included a condition that 15% of the sale would go to his employees. This summer, employees received bonuses totaling $240 million, averaging $443,000 each. Leisha Key, an employee for 29 years, used her bonus to pay off her mortgage and open a clothing boutique. Walker hopes to hear how this money has positively impacted his employees' lives. In business news, Paramount Skydance is seeking to reassure Warner Brothers Discovery shareholders, stating that Larry Ellison has made an irrevocable personal guarantee of $40.4 billion toward its $108 billion all-cash offer for Warner Brothers Discovery. Paramount, led by Chairman and Chief Executive Officer David Ellison, has increased its breakup fee to match Netflix's $5.8 billion. Larry Ellison, co-founder of Oracle, has a net worth estimated at $243 billion. Paramount's bid is also supported by the sovereign wealth funds of Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Abu Dhabi, which agreed to forego governance rights. David Ellison emphasized that Paramount's offer is the superior option for Warner Brothers Discovery shareholders. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% to about $88,000. Ethereum is up 0.5% to about $2,900. And XRP is up 1% to $1.86. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Waymo is providing insights into why its robo-taxis became immobilized during a recent blackout in San Francisco. The company reported that its vehicles successfully navigated more than 7,000 dark stoplights on Saturday. Waymo is rolling out a software update to enhance navigation through disabled traffic lights during power outages, aiming for a more decisive response. The self-driving system currently treats dead stoplights as four-way stops, but many vehicles sought a confirmation check from the fleet response team, which increased congestion. Waymo stated it is refining its system to better align with its current scale. Entertainment news. An Anaconda reboot that few requested reveals the limits of star power. Starring Jack Black and Paul Rudd, this baffling resurrection of a snake franchise not only bites, but also winks. Sony Pictures seems to anticipate your skepticism, presenting a midlife crisis comedy about four friends traveling from Buffalo to the Amazon, played by Queensland, Australia. While amusing at times, the film lacks the comedic brilliance of other projects. The humor remains subjective and elusive, failing to engineer a cult classic. Despite notable performances, this Anaconda is simply not worth the effort. It runs for 100 minutes and is rated PG-13. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, an Anaconda reboot that few requested reveals the limits of star power. Starring Jack Black and Paul Rudd, this baffling resurrection of a snake franchise not only bites, but also winks. Sony Pictures seems to anticipate your skepticism, presenting a midlife crisis comedy about four friends traveling from Buffalo to the Amazon, played by Queensland, Australia. While amusing at times, the film lacks the comedic brilliance of other projects. The humor remains subjective and elusive, failing to engineer a cult classic. Despite notable performances, this Anaconda is simply not worth the effort. It runs for 100 minutes and is rated PG-13. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.